Welcome to Quest for Gold, episode 12. I'm Ryan Burrow. We are 287 days away from the Paris Games. A lot of heavy stuff going on internationally this week. Let's start with Mary Lou Retton's condition. We learned this week that the five-time gold medalist and gymnastics superstar of the 1984 Los Angeles Games is battling a rare form of pneumonia and, according to her daughter, is unable to breathe on her own. She's fighting for her life. Her daughter says the Olympic icon doesn't have health insurance. As of this report, a spot fund website raising money to cover her medical expenses is nearly $400,000. Retton is 55 years old. She was the first female ever featured on a Wheaties box. The International Olympic Committee announced this week it's suspending the Russian Olympic Committee for claiming authority over the National Olympic Committee of Ukraine, specifically in the areas Russian forces have attempted to overtake. That is a breach of the Olympic Charter. As a result, the Russian Olympic Committee is suspended, which is not a surprise. Russian athletes have been competing under a neutral flag since 2018, due in large part to the doping scandal. What is newsworthy is that the IOC is now taking authority over the participation of any athlete with a Russian passport. There had been criticism that Russian athletes who fought against Ukraine would still be able to participate in the games. Many of the athlete-aged citizens have been called in to fight. Now it will be up to the IOC to determine if a qualified athlete is allowed to participate. That brings us to Israel and Palestine. It's still unclear what, if any, impact the current conflict in Israel will have on the Israeli and Palestinian Olympic teams or their participation in the upcoming games. Palestine has sent athletes to every summer games dating back to 1996. Israel has had a team dating back to 1952 with a record 90 athletes for the Tokyo Games. Many Israeli athletes could be called to duty. Israel's Euro 2024 has been postponed until November. It's unclear if the match will be played on Israeli soil moving forward. In golf, the governing body of the official World Golf Ranking System voted unanimously this week not to reward world ranking points to golfers for their finishes in LIV Golf League tournaments. That means all of those athletes who left the PGA Tour last year for LIV Golf are not gaining points to compete in international events like the Olympics. LIV Golf denounced the move, saying the OWGR can no longer deliver on its objective to rank the best players across the globe, and that, quote, professional golf is now without a true global scoring or ranking system, end quote. Cameron Smith, who was number two in the world rankings as of last summer, has now fallen to 15th due to his lack of qualifying points. He calls the OWGR, quote, almost obsolete, end quote. This is something we'll be diving deeper into in a future Quest for Gold. Last week, our guest Molly Seidel did finish the Chicago Marathon with a new personal best, 2 hours, 23 minutes and 7 seconds. The Olympic bronze medalist finished 8th overall, 2nd among Americans. And if you follow her on social media, you saw she did a walk of shame with dozens of fans as well as well-wishers along Chicago's lakefront following the race day. She also looks like she enjoyed herself, remained injury-free, and is ready to go for that 2024 Olympic bid. The newly named U.S. U-23 men's soccer team, which will compete in the 2024 Olympics, beat Mexico in a friendly match in Arizona Wednesday. They'll take on Japan next week. The team has a lot of promising young men looking to represent the red, white, and blue for the first time at the Olympics since 2008. Looking ahead to 2028, 5 sports have been proposed by the LA 28 Organizing Committee to be added to the Summer Games program, including baseball and softball, which we've seen before. But some newbies include cricket, flag football, lacrosse, and squash. We could be hearing in the coming days which, if any of those events, will make it to the 2028 Games. Japan has pulled its potential bid for a 2030 Olympic Games, citing the scandal that rocked the 2020 Games. Meanwhile, we continue our discussion about a possible German Olympic bid for 2036 or 2040. I had a chance to speak with Stefan Brauser, head of the bidding department at the German National Olympic Committee.
Why is Germany feeling out or potentially seeking a bid now? Is there something unique about the timing of 2036, 2040?
No, not really. There's not really something unique about those years. It's just the case that we got a new board in 2020. At the end of 2020, we got a new board at the German NOC, and they decided in one of their first meetings in beginning of last year that it could be a good idea to go for another bid, as long as this bid is different from the strategy point of view than former bids from Germany has been. Because, as you might know, we had 7 bids after the Olympic Games from Munich 72, which failed on international or on national level at least. And therefore, we decided that if we go for a new bid, then we have this bid has to build up on the learnings from those unsuccessful bids from former times. And the years like 2036, 38, probably we are talking on summer and winter for the time being, 40 or 42 are set by the IOC, because till 2036, all editions of the Olympic Games are given to cities or are going to be given in the next months to winter 2030 and winter 2034. So therefore, nothing about the years, just saying, okay, we will go for a new approach as long as we do it different than in former times.
Sure. So you've been holding public forums. What exactly is being presented at these?
Yeah, the public forums, we just started last Saturday with the first public forum, which is open to everyone. But this is only one part of our dialogue initiative we started in July this year. First, we put the digital dialogue, which is for the time being the normal way to get in touch with the public via social media, via podcasting and whatever. Then we got some expert talks, 9 expert talks to different issues concerning the Olympic Games, like sports issues, political issues, or sustainability issues. And in those dialogue forums we just started last week in Leipzig, we have 3 goals we aim for. Firstly, we want to inform people that the conditions for bidding have changed completely since the last attempt from Germany. There's a complete new application, a new bidding process created by the IOC, which leads to drastic reduction in bidding costs, for example. And this we have to tell the people in every part of Germany, because nearly every part in Germany was part of a unsuccessful bid in former times. Secondly, we have to provide the people with the information about the guidelines that we from our side have set for a possible bid. For example, that we rely entirely of existing sports infrastructure in Germany, and that we are not going to build any new stadiums or arenas for a bid, since no city in Germany meets this requirement. You know, not one city in Germany is able to host the Olympic Games without building any new facilities. And therefore, we are thinking in at least clusters of 2 cities, so to say. So it's not Berlin or Munich. Probably it could be Berlin and Munich, or it could be Hamburg and Berlin and not Hamburg or Berlin. And this is all also new for the people, because the impact of the games is spread across several regions in Germany on the positive side and, like, cost side, on the negative side as well. And the third thing is, certainly, we want to enter into the direct dialogue with the people, face-to-face communication. We want to find out before we write a concept, or before we even start thinking about a concept, what is important to the people? What do they expect from possible Olympic and Paralympic Games in Germany? But because at the end of the day, the question for all people is what is in for me? And therefore, we want to talk to as much people we can to find out what they want from an Olympic bid.
So what has some of the early feedback been? I know you've only had one meeting, but you did open it up online. Have you been getting positive feedback, negative feedback, a mix?
At the end of the day, we get a positive feedback in general, because people appreciate that we include them in our deliberations at this early stage. This doesn't mean that everyone is for another German bid. There are a lot of people in Germany who are against in these times are against another bid, because they say, okay, we have different problems in our society, we have different problems in Germany, why start bidding right now? But at the end of the day, these people also appreciate that we talk to them and not only say, okay, we are going for a bid, we don't care about what the society in Germany thinks. From sports side, we say Olympics in Germany are a good idea and we go for it. Therefore, the feedback is in general really good.
Yeah, I believe it was the Hamburg bid 2024 went to referendum and it kind of fell apart. I believe it was the public just wasn't interested. I guess as an American, this might be kind of an American way to pose it. But why do you need the public input? You know, why not just if a couple cities, if Munich and Berlin want to do this, why don't they just go for it? Why do they need to kind of get everyone's feeling on all of this?
Yeah, from my point of view, maybe Germany needs a little bit more in this issue, a little bit more the American way of thinking, because it's a German or mid-European thing that we first see problems and risks and not the opportunities. And as you mentioned, you already gave the answer to your question. In 2015 and 3 years before, in 2012, the last German bids were stopped by the German society in referendums. And therefore, we have to be aware that our new bid is also pushed to a referendum from the society side. And there is the opportunity to win those referendums, but you only win them if you start the dialogue with the people first, if you explain them where are the benefits from the Olympic Games outside the sports bubble. There are a lot of positive impacts to the society through Olympic Games, but you have to tell them always to the people, because then they vote probably for a bid and not against.
You can't just collect a bunch of wealthy business leaders and say, okay, we're going to do this, and you know, who cares?
We're going to give it a try. But at the end of the day, if in Berlin or wherever we go, we don't know the cities we are aimed for. We talk to five cities for the time being, which is Berlin, Hamburg, Munich, North Rhine-Westphalia in general, and Leipzig. We don't know at the for the time being with which cities we are going to go for a bid. But in every city there is a possibility that people decide, okay, we want to have a referendum. So this is German law that people can say, okay, we don't agree, we want to have a vote about this issue. And we have to be aware, from the organizational point of view, we have to be aware that this could happen. But we are going to minimize this opportunity, because we, as you say, we want to talk to we talk to a lot of politicians, to parties, to social, to NGOs and whatever, just to get support from every part of the society, though there's a small opportunity that some people say, okay, we want to have this vote. Because we, from our side, we say we want to have this bid because we know that the bid is good for Germany, not only for sports in Germany, but for the whole society.
Is the heaviest lift for you to try to drum up national support, local support at the grassroots level, as opposed to worrying about the international support you'd need? It seems like the first step is the toughest part is getting Germans on board.
Yeah, I don't know what, to be honest, I don't know what is heavier, to get the people behind this bid, or to convince the IOC at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, we have the national level, and then we have the international level, and both isn't easy for the time being. Sure. But we know that there are about 65% of the German public are behind our bidding aim for the time being. We try to get this to 70-75%, because you know that this is very important for the IOC as well, because they are always looking on those numbers, how big is the support in the society of a possible Olympic host.
Sure. Well, it's an interesting concept. Like I said, here in America, Los Angeles is going to have the games coming up in 2028? And nobody's asked my opinion. You know, I'm in Chicago. I'm not in LA, so no one's asked my opinion. So it's a little bit different of a perspective. The one thing that you may have going for you is that the president of the IOC is from Germany. I don't know if he has publicly supported Germany hosting a games.
At the end of the day, the games we go for probably 2036 or the later editions 2038 or 40 are not given under the leadership of Thomas Bach. He already said that he is not going to give any more summer games during his reign. So probably for the time being, it's okay, because the Thomas Bach is German, yes, but he is not really famous to a lot of our people in Germany, because the IOC has not that really good image in Germany. It's not fair, but it is the case. And therefore, maybe it's better that our decision is taken by a new president after Thomas Bach. But he supports, at the end of the day, not this bit, but he said in public in Germany a few months ago that his aim was to give Olympic Games to Germany as he was president of the German NOC. He failed. Then he tried to support Germany as the IOC president to give Olympic Games to Germany in his term of as IOC president. He failed in this. And now his third goal is that he wants, as long as he lives, he wants to see Olympic Games in Germany. So hopefully this time he is not going to fail again.
Sure. Is there a desire in Germany to... I don't want to say erase the past, because Germany never erases the past. They're very good at laying it all out there, whether it be the Berlin Wall, whether it be World War II. But obviously there's a history of the Olympics in Germany. 1936 was the Nazi Games. 1972, you had the terror attack. Is there a desire to create kind of a new history for German Olympics? I don't want to say wipe it away, but, you know, at least kind of turn the page.
Well, probably this is an opportunity. You can't go for Olympics 2036 in Germany without thinking on 1936. It's 100 years after the Nazi Games from Berlin and Garmisch-Partenkirchen. Therefore, yes, of course, it could be a chance to turn the page. It could be an opportunity to say, to show to the world that Germany has totally changed over the last 100 games, and that it has changed after the games of from Munich 1972, because in 1972 Germany was divided into Eastern and Western Germany, and we are reunited since the end of the 80s. Therefore, it's really an opportunity, 36 or 40, to show the whole world, hey, Germany has changed. Germany is an open-minded, world-open country, like we have shown the last time, probably with the World Cup in 2006, which totally changed the mindset from people all over the world with a view to Germany. They recognize that we are not that what people sometimes think about us, boring, very straight, and whatever. But they saw that we are open-minded, that we are good hosts, that we care about our history without putting them all the time in the middle of our thinking.
Sure. Well, I spoke with the CEO of Olympia Park in Munich, and she's very excited about everything that's going on. I don't know if
Marion
you've had discussions.
Marion, yeah,
I believe she said she was going to meet with you. I don't know if she already has or not. This was a couple of weeks ago, but she was very excited, very boastful of what the park offers. I have a beautiful park. It's a beautiful, I walked around. I spent an entire day. I went up the hill. I went across to the Olympic Village. And yeah, I mean, it's hard not to see that as a potential future host location. I don't, obviously security has changed. Maybe the venues, the sports have definitely changed since 72. But it's not hard to envision something being there. So, it's interesting to see that you guys are looking at many different venues and the potential of perhaps, repurposing some of the venues that have been used previously.
Yeah. But as you said, the Olympic Park, the Olympic Stadium in Munich is a beautiful opportunity for hosting a part of the Olympic Games or the Paralympic Games for sure. It was shown last year. We have the European Championships in the park, which was in Munich, which was really a really, really great opportunity from mixing sports and culture in this park. You have concerts on the one hand, sports activities on the other hand. And this is probably an approach you can do with the Olympic Games as well in Munich or in other parts of Germany, because we have to rethink Olympic Games. We want to rethink Olympic Games. They have changed over the last year. And on the other hand, the Olympic Park is a good thing for the legacy of Olympic Games. If you have been there, it's 15 years gone, those Olympic Games, but all the venues are still in use. You have a lot of tourists every day in this Olympic Park. The Olympic Village is one of the most popular living areas in Munich, and you have the subway train, which was built for the Olympic Games in 72 as well, still in use in the whole of Munich. So from the legacy point of view, this is probably one of the best examples Olympic Games have. And probably we can do this again in 36 or 40.
Yeah, I love seeing that the venues can be repurposed. You know, if you go to Atlanta right now, Centennial Park is still there, but, you know, there's not this, you know, all the stadiums and arenas, and, you know, it's very cool to still have that and kind of frozen in time. They've kept a lot of the original signage, which I find to be really, really magnificent. So what is the timeline for you now? What you guys you're going through these public hearings. What kind of is the timeline coming up here?
As you said, we have now the four different dialogue forums coming up in Munich, in Hamburg, in Düsseldorf, and in Berlin. And we put together all those informations we get there from the public. What do they expect? And we put this in a document, which we will call the guidelines of German society for a probably German Olympic bid. We will present this document in our general meeting at the beginning of December in Frankfurt. And if then the five cities and the DOSB will sign a letter of intent that we go the next steps on our way, and then we will start to working on a preferred scenario, so to say, which is the best opportunity for Germany on the background of the expectation of the society. Maybe they say us go for summer and not for winter, then we have the legacy to go for summer. Maybe they say please go really think central or think Germany wide, and therefore then we will work on a preferred scenario and a rough concept, which we will present in summer next year to the public. And then you know that you will know that Germany is going for a bid with, for example, Munich and Berlin and Düsseldorf for summer Olympics 36 or 40 and whatever. So we will have clear information on this in summer 2024. And then we will see how the public react on this. And then we will, if everything goes right, we will start the continuous dialogue with the IOC someday in 2025.
An exciting time. Are you excited about this?
Yeah, it's working in sports business for now over 20 years. this is a new exciting time or new exciting job for me, because I was with the German FA for a football association for a long time, having great times with the World Cup 2006. Then I was part of the bidding for the Euro next year, for the European Championships in Germany next year. And now to be part of probably the biggest sports event in Germany for over the last 60 or 70 years, to be part in this from the beginning on, it's really, really excited if you're a sport fan. So a lot of work, but a lot of passion with me and my whole team. So we are looking forward to go the next steps.
We've got more discussion on this and a deeper dive into these topics in future episodes of Quest for Gold. We'll be back next week with episode 13 as we move closer and closer to the 2024 Games in Paris. I'm Ryan Burrow. We'll see you then.